Sharing Time, Restoration, by Elizabeth Ricks. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14. Whitney and her mother were cleaning out Whitney's great-grandfather's attic after he died. Mother pulled a large tarp off of a dresser and her eyes filled with tears. "What's wrong?" Whitney asked. "Nothing really is wrong," Mother responded. "I just remember that when I was about your age, I would watch my grandmother take her hat out of this armoire." "What's an armoire?" Whitney asked. "That's what this is," Mother said, pointing. "It's a large chest where Grandmother hung her clothes." Mother lovingly ran her finger over the wood, and Whitney noticed that one of the doors was broken and that the varnish was chipped. "It's broken now, isn't it?" Whitney asked. Mother got a twinkle in her eye. "It is. But you know, Whitney, I think that I would like to restore this armoire. We could refinish it and make it as good as new." Whitney was excited. "We could paint it white and put fancy new handles on the doors." Mother shook her head. "No, I want to restore it. Restore means to bring something back to the way it was originally. I want it to look just the way it did when my grandmother used it. Can you think of something that is restored?" Whitney was puzzled. "I'll give you a hint," Mother said. "You learn about the restoration of something when you go to church." "The gospel," Whitney said. "But how was the gospel restored?" "Jesus Christ brought back his gospel just the way it was when he was on the earth. He didn't change it or make a new gospel. Jesus restored his gospel through Joseph Smith." "And Jesus is still the head of the church," Whitney added. "I think you understand quite a bit about restoration," Mother said with a smile. "Jesus Christ is the head of his church, just as he was when he lived on the earth. When we understand that he called Joseph Smith to restore the gospel and bring back the original true church, our faith in Jesus Christ will grow." Activity. Note, you may need assistance with this activity. End of note. Mount page 14 on heavy paper. Cut out the puzzle pieces and then put them together to form a picture. When you have all the pieces in the right places, the picture will be restored. Note, if you do not wish to remove pages from the magazine, this activity may be copied or printed from the internet at www.lds.org. Click on Gospel Library. End of note.
Sharing Time Ideas. 1. Write the words of Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14 on the board, leaving out all of the vowels. Have the children take turns adding one vowel, A, E, I, O, U, to the scripture, and then have them look up, mark, and memorize Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14. While the children have their scriptures open, ask them what they think the marvelous work and a wonder is, the restoration of the gospel. Invite them to use the footnotes to discover the meaning. Using questions and answers, as well as pictures from the Gospel Art Picture Kit, present the story of the restoration of the gospel. Use Elder Mark E. Peterson's talk, More Than a Farm Boy, New Era, December 2004, page 33, to add details to the story. For example, ask the children how big they think the gold plates were. To illustrate the size of the gold plates, simulate them by using paper that has the same dimensions, approximately 7 by 8 inches, 18 by 20 centimeters, and 6 inches, 15 centimeters thick. Ask what kind of a box would protect the plates from the weather for hundreds of years. A stone box. Ask what we call the record that Moroni gave to Joseph Smith. The Book of Mormon. Consider teaching An Angel Came to Joseph Smith, page 86. You can use the song to either present the story of the restoration or to review the story. Sing The Golden Plates, page 86, and testify of Joseph Smith. 2. On the chalkboard, write Book of Mormon in a simple code. For example, use a code where you replace each letter with the next letter in the alphabet. Give the children hints until they figure out the phrase. Divide the children into groups and hand out other phrases in different codes. Invite them to decode words such as Joseph Smith, gold plates, Urim and Thummim, Oliver Cowdery, Emma Smith, Moroni, and Power of God. After each group deciphers their words, explain the significance that their phrase has in the translation of the Book of Mormon. Emphasize that the plates were translated by the power of God. For younger children, invite a member of the bishopric or other priesthood holder approved by the bishop to portray Oliver Cowdery. Provide a simple costume such as a black ribbon to be used as a tie. Have him tell the story of the translation of the Book of Mormon by using the material printed on the back of Gospel Art Kit 416, translating the Book of Mormon. Have him refer to a notebook or letter to read the closing paragraph that begins, "These were days never to be forgotten." Have him show the children where they can find Oliver Cowdery's words in the footnotes to Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verse 71, in The Pearl of Great Price. Ask the guest to remove the ribbon tie and bear his own testimony of the Book of Mormon. Invite the children to turn the page and use their scriptures to sing the Eighth Article of Faith, page 127. The phrase, as far as it is translated correctly, applies to the Bible, but not to the Book of Mormon, because the Book of Mormon was translated by the power of God through Joseph Smith. 3. A week or two before primary, ask a child who responded to President Hinckley's request to read the Book of Mormon during 2005 to be prepared to share his or her feelings about the book. Write, "Is Word of God is," on a large word strip at the front of the room. Tell the children that you want them to find out more about the Word of God by using the scriptures. Show half of the children another word strip that reads 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 25, and ask them to look up the scripture. Do not let the other half see that word strip. Similarly, show the other half of the children a word strip that says, Eighth Article of Faith. Tell the children that when they know what the Word of God is, they should look up and smile. When all of the children are smiling, hold up the Book of Mormon. Ask the children who had that scripture to raise their hands. Have a child hold the Book of Mormon on one side of the Is Word of God Is word strip. Then show a picture of the iron rod leading to the Tree of Life from the Primary 4 picture packet, 4-12, 4-13, or 4-14. Ask the children who had that scripture to raise their hands. Have a child hold the picture of the iron rod on the other side of the word strip. Explain that the iron rod is the Word of God and leads us to eternal life. Explain that the Book of Mormon is also the Word of God. Invite the teachers and leaders to sing the chorus of The Iron Rod, hymns number 274. Encourage the children to join in singing the song when they know the words. Tell each child to hold their copies of the Book of Mormon while they sing. Likewise, they can hold to the teachings of the Book of Mormon in their lives. Invite the previously assigned child to share his or her feelings about the Book of Mormon. 4. Ask the children to use their eyes and ears to discover an important message. While the pianist plays The Priesthood is Restored, page 89, show four pictures, one for each phrase. Gospel Art Kit 407, John the Baptist conferring the Aaronic priesthood, Gospel Art Kit 408, Melchizedek Priesthood Restoration, Gospel Art Kit 601, Baptism, and Gospel Art Kit 603, Blessing the Sacrament. Ask the children what the message is. The priesthood is restored. Explain that our living prophet holds all of the priesthood keys and authority in the church today. Hold up a picture of the prophet. Explain that he leads the church under someone else's direction. Hold up a picture of Jesus Christ and place it above the picture of the prophet, signifying that the prophet works under his direction. Show the children the most recent issue of the conference edition of the Ensign or Liahona. explain that when our prophet speaks to us at General Conference, he is teaching us what Jesus Christ wants us to hear and do. Carefully select 4 sentences from the prophet's recent messages and invite older children to read them. List 4 things that children can do to follow the prophet's words. Invite the children to draw a picture of one of the ideas that they want to work on to better follow the prophet. See Drawing Activities, Teaching No Greater Call, pages 166 to 67. Choose a song from the children's songbook to go along with each of the 4 principles that the prophet has recently spoken of. Invite the children who drew pictures of that particular principle to hold up their pictures while the primary sings that song. Bear your testimony about the importance of the priesthood. 5. Song Presentation. An Angel Came to Joseph Smith, page 86. Before teaching this song, practice conducting the unique rhythm. Post the following word strips in random order. Moroni, Hill Cumorah, Nephites, and Book of Mormon. Tell the children that this song is about these 4 things, but none of these words is mentioned in the song. Ask them to help you put the word strips in the same order that the song is in. Sing the song for them and then ask which word strip comes first. Because the first phrase is "An angel came to Joseph Smith," the correct word strip is Moroni. Have the children sing that phrase with you. Sing the song 3 more times, putting 1 word strip in place each time. Explain that Joseph Smith took the gold plates from Hill Cumorah, that the plates are a record of the Nephites, and that the precious holy book is the Book of Mormon. Because the song is short, sing the entire song each time that you ask a question. Bear testimony that the story told in the song is true. 6. Friend References. Translation of the Book of Mormon, April 1997, page 48. Joseph and Oliver Receive the Priesthood, July 1984, pages 27 to 29. The Book of Mormon, March 2004, page 43. Classic Thoughts, The Restoration of the Priesthood, May 2003, page 39. Truth Restored, December 2005, page 7. Scavenger Hunt, October 1999, pages 28 to 30. End of Sharing Time Ideas.
End of the section, Sharing Time.